The Israel Report with Rolene Marx.
Lemon popsicle freezing cold, Rolene Marx. Ma shlomech, Rolene?
Car.
Oh, shame. She just told me that she's frozen. Shame. Well, kol hakavod to you for still doing this, even though you got blue lips. There's a lot happening in your part of the world, is there not?
Absolutely. And around the world today.
Yeah. Are we going to start with the International Holocaust Memorial Day?
Let's start there. Today is International Holocaust Memorial Day. Today, designated by the United Nations to remember, to commemorate, to educate about the Holocaust. And it is a day different to Yom HaShoah. Today coincides with the Red Army's liberation of the Auschwitz death camp, whereas Yom HaShoah, Holocaust Memorial Day here in Israel coincides with the start of the Warsaw Ghetto Uprising and is really focused on the Jewish victims. Today, International Holocaust Memorial Day, where although the majority of the focus is on the Jewish victims, we also acknowledge the members of the LGBTQ plus community, Sinti, Roma, disabled, and anybody that the Nazis deemed undesirable and marked for execution. And many people say that the other groups don't get as much attention as they deserve, and yes, that's true. But if we look at the history of genocide, no group in the history of the world has ever been marked for death on such an industrial level as Jews, from babies to the very, very elderly. Nobody was safe.
Yeah. All right. I must say we've spoken quite a bit about that. So I'm very happy to talk to you about this issue of the Hanukkah attack, in London. Apparently Ofcom will investigate the BBC. That's really good to hear.
Well, this is going to get ugly no matter which way it goes. So we've been talking about the BBC for a while, and we've been speaking about the coverage of the attack on Hanukkah, where a group of yobs smacked the bus and used very anti-Semitic slurs, including "Hitler was right," against a group of Jewish youth who were aboard a bus going to celebrate the first night of Hanukkah on Oxford Street in London. Now, where it gets very, very hairy is that the BBC in their report say that the youth on board the bus used an anti-Muslim racial slur. Now, this has been investigated by the Community Securities Trust, the London Metropolitan Police, and two independent forensics organizations who found that the words Tikala Mishu Zedachov, which anybody, including me who speaks Hebrew, knows, that is not an anti-Muslim slur. That is, in fact, call someone, it is urgent.
Yeah.
It's not a slur. It's comes from a place of fear. So the Board of British Deputies have raised this issue with the BBC. We know it's gone as far as the Culture Secretary, Liz Corries, to the very, very top, who has said the BBC better do something quickly. Last week, the British Parliamentary Representative for Anti-Semitism met with Tim Davies, the CEO of the BBC, to talk about this incident and other allegations of anti-Semitism. And those of us who've been following this want the BBC to release the Balin Report. The Balin Report, a report the BBC have buried, which exposes the astounding level of bias. In fact, the report is believed to be extremely damning against the BBC about the way that Israel and the Middle East is reported. Now we have this situation. Now for Ofcom, which is the media regulator in the United Kingdom, to get involved, it is pretty serious. The last big issue they investigated, and Ofcom do a full forensic audit. They investigated Piers Morgan, who walked off Good Morning Britain, because he said he didn't believe what Meghan Markle said in her Oprah interview, and he was accused of racism. They go through everything. They would have gone through every article he wrote, every broadcast, everything. And you can be sure that they're going to do a deep, deep dive with the BBC as well.
So, Ro, are the issue now, those consequences? I mean, is this going to be an apology on page 6, or is there going to be real structural change and accountability?
Well, this is what we want to know, because earlier in the day, the BBC issued a partial apology, saying that they apologize for not doing more to highlight details that were contested. It's not just about details that were contested. It was about details falsely reported on. Yeah. Now, they also said in their apology that the CST, which is the Community Securities Trust, had verified the anti-Muslim slur, which has prompted a statement from the CST, very, very angry statement, to say, don't say such a thing, because such a thing did not happen. So the BBC is in a whole lot of dwang, and this is going to get very, very ugly.
We'll watch it with enormous interest. What we'll also be watching is Erdogan of Turkey saying that Herzog's visit next month could open up a new chapter in relations. And I find that really quite amazing, because, you know, nothing's really changed.
Well, we have seen in the last couple of months a move towards rapprochement between the two countries. And this follows, and I have to say it, I know that some of you are not going to like this, a regime change here in Israel. We know with the very, very delicate way that Israel handled the two Israeli nationals who were arrested for allegations of spying or espionage, the way that was handled was seen to be handled extremely delicately and diplomatically. And as a result of that, Prime Minister Bennett and President Erdogan spoke. The President of Turkey, Erdogan, has also spoken to the President of Israel on numerous occasions, the first to congratulate him for his inauguration, the second to send his condolences on the passing of his mother. So we are seeing rapprochement, and Erdogan seems to be quite pleased that he'll be welcoming President Herzog, who also echoes his sentiments that, you know, we could see major warming in ties between the two countries. And just last week, the foreign ministers of both countries had a conversation. So we are seeing a lot of interaction, a lot of dialogue taking place.
And very important, given the Iranian issue, I would think it's even more important than it would have been a couple of years back. But again, we'll watch that with interest as well. And most beautiful pictures all over the Jewish press and world press of Jerusalem under snow.
Well, it's not Jerusalem of gold, it's Jerusalem of snow. And here I sit shivering in Moti Inn, 7 degrees, where in Jerusalem, the city is absolutely blanketed in snow. Beautiful, beautiful pictures, President Herzog and his wife, Michal, engaging in a snow fight. We would have appreciated that we didn't have youths throwing rocks hidden in snowballs at the light rail last night from East Jerusalem. That would have been appreciated. And we also would have appreciated that there not be snow rockets built on the Temple Mount. But that's where we are. But Jerusalem blanketed in snow, as is the north of Israel, that looks like an absolute winter wonderland.
Ro, and just worth mentioning, because Algemeen are reporting that Ben and Jerry's is being the victim, in inverted commas, of a restructure. Unilever restructuring to put Ben and Jerry's in a different entity. I'm not exactly surprised, are you?
I'm not surprised at all. In fact, the share price continues to plummet, which goes to the adage, go woke, go broke. but a lot of divestment from Ben and Jerry's by several U.S. states and cities as well starting to divest. And it looks like Unilever will be cutting 1,500 jobs and reshuffling some of the board of Ben and Jerry's. So mm-hmm. it will be interesting to see if Anuradha Mittal will find herself like booted out of the board chair.
Methinks a sale is around the corner. Too much of a liability for Unilever. But as always, Rolene, thank you. Stay warm. I hope it gets a little bit warmer next week, and we'll chat then.
Absolutely. Shabbat shalom, everyone.